This is Jedi Insights, brought to you by Arcane Jedi Templar at Anchor Radio, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to your podcast. Hey, everybody, it's MJ, or MJ Hannigan, if you will, depending on how you know me in life. It's been a good 3 months since I've done a podcast, since I've done an episode here at Anchor Radio, and thought it's kind of time to get that done. We have been working over at Jedi Realist Radio and getting the live episodes up. We're going to be picking back up on the Clone Wars episodes here, if not this week, the following week. I have some new job opportunities, which has kind of broken the schedule up the last few weeks, but it's okay. We'll get back on track as soon as I have an actual schedule. Then we will figure out timing from there. And as soon as that happens, I'll let you guys know about this new job I keep hinting about on Jedi Realist Radio as well as on my social media accounts. Or any event, getting back, Jedi Insights. Jedi Insights are my personal reflections. I am not going to tell you that what I say is fact or truth for the entire Jedi community. I'm just going to say that these are my opinions. They are how I see things. My goal is not to influence you to following my path, but instead it is to get you to think of the other possibilities that are out there. Now, it is fact. If you look at the roots of Jedi realism, again, I place it back to the early 1990s when the internet started to connect us through the Yahoo groups, through the forums, and it's branched out from there. Now, the community was kind of alive before the 90s because, that's when we had the initial Star Wars RPG manuals. It's when, I think, 92, maybe even earlier, is when the EU timeline started to develop. So we did have the knowledge prior. But the community building, of course, was when the internet became a thing and information was shared across the world. Now, a lot of people will tell you, Jedi realism clearly has its roots in Christianity or Buddhism or the Knights Templar, the Shaolin monks, Taoism, Reiki. These are all things that we've all talked about, that our roots have come from. And depending on how you read the books, you could definitely see the different influences throughout the EU novels, and again, in many of the teachings that community leaders do today. I'm going to bring some Stoic philosophy to you guys in this series, and I'm going to bring some Stoic philosophy mixed with my path in recovery. And give you that perspective. Again, I'm not saying it's fact. I'm not saying it's truth. I am saying it's a perspective that I have come up with, that I have used, that has assisted me in my life. And if you find anything useful in these episodes, then that is great. If you don't find anything useful in the episodes, hey, you know what? That's fine too. And of course, I'm outside and there's a trash truck outside. Right when I started this episode. But in any event, we've gone too long for an introduction, so let's get into it. For the Stoic philosophy, again, Stoicism comes from Greece and it went into Rome, and it was a big thing back in the day. There's the book Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. That's a huge thing. It's widely being discussed in many different quarters. Within Jedi realism, as well as just philosophy in general, and even leadership, books are, getting towards that. Some of those concepts we might go over on this series, but I'm going to try to avoid them as much as possible. Now, for Stoic philosophy, there are four cardinal directions, if you will. And those directions are self-control, courage, justice, and wisdom. So a lot of these episodes are going to be kind of centered towards those areas. Again, you have to remember too, Stoicism has been around for way too long, a couple thousand years. And different Stoic books or different Stoic teachers, if you will, are going to have a different philosophy, a different way to look at it. Again, I'm not going to tell you which one's right. I'm not going to tell you which one's wrong. I'm going to tell you what I've taken, what has influenced me in my path throughout all these years, as well as reinvigorated my energy towards Jedi realism. And, you know, let you make your decision from there. Right. I went through and I wrote down a whole list of 20 different principles. And I could do all those principles in one episode, but trust me, everybody's going to be asleep before that's even done. So we are going to kind of break it down piece by piece, like we did with the Decado and other series, you know, again, just to kind of give more bite-size information, not just try to give you the whole plate right in front of you. By the way, Decado episodes will be back up and running next week, as will the Jedi Praxium episodes. In any event, for today, we're going to discuss three different principles. One, the first one is accept what you can and cannot control. The next concept we're going to discuss is do not allow emotions to control you. And the third one we're going to discuss is live in the present. And funny enough, the first one, it definitely has the Stoic point of view, but also it brings in the recovery point of view. If you look at the recovery prayer that people say at pretty much every fellowship that you'll go to, it covers the same concept. Accept what I can and cannot change. The problem that we have in today's world, a lot of us, myself included, is we see all these problems in life. And we complain about them. We maybe even play victim in some of them. You know, it is what it is. The thing is, when you look at life and you look at your decisions you're going to make, you really do have two direct decisions, or the first qualifiers that you have to look at. Is this situation something that I can control? Is it something that I cannot control? If you can control it, if it's something that is within your sphere of influence, then certainly figure out what you can do. However, if this problem is not in your sphere of influence, why are you going to waste time and energy on it? Move on to something that you can actually do in your life. So again, if you can do something, cool, figure it out. If you cannot do something, cool, let it go. No matter what we face in life, again, those are our two major decisions. Now, what are things that I can control? I can control my thoughts. I can control my emotions. I can control the way I react to other people in this life. And I can control my fitness. All right. When you talk about controlling your thoughts, what you're talking about is controlling the perceptions and the way you take in information. You know, we're going to get into that in further episodes. There's actually a lot to the concept of controlling your thoughts and controlling your emotions. We're going to talk about that. That's the next principle. And, you know, controlling your reactions. A Star Wars quote I use very often from Jaina Solo is, take only focused action, never react, only act. Meaning take in the information that you have available to you and make your decision. Do not just do a knee-jerk reaction, because when you do that, trust me, it's going to end very poorly for you. All right, what are things that are outside of my control? Well, I assure you that everybody else is outside of my control. What everybody else does or says is outside of my control. What other people's motives are is definitely, once again, outside of my control. I can't control this. So, again, if people want to trash me, if people want to report the podcast as hate speech, I can't control that. You know, if people just simply don't like me, okay, cool. That's fine. I can't control that. If you don't like me, you're not going to like me. And I'm fine with that. I'm not going to lose sleep over people who do not like me. If you're going to trash talk me on social media or in your little private circles, I have no control over that. I hear about most of it, but I can't control that. So I'm not going to waste time and effort trying to win people over, if you will, when it's not going to work. You know, it's stupid, it's wasteful, and, you know, our community is a big place. Just like the Catholic Church, if you will, we have a bunch of different denominations within Jedi Realism. Some of those denominations are going to work well together. Other parts of those denominations are not. Why things don't work well together, again, it goes with personal motives. You know, for some it might be ego-driven. For others, it might be they want a sense of acceptance. For, you know, still others, you know, Jedi Realism is a life path that is meant to better us as people. And by bettering ourselves, we better our community. Not just the Jedi Realist community, but also the communities that we live in. Truth be told, that's what I focus on. Alright, so again, that's pretty much it for accept what you can and what you cannot control. The next one we're going to talk about is do not allow your emotions to control you. When we talk about controlling our emotions, again, this goes to the Jedi Code, if you will. There is no emotion, there is peace. We have emotions. We have feelings. We have things that make us happy, things that make us sad. You know, we have all of that. You know, we are not trying to suppress our emotions, because when you suppress your emotions, I assure you, you're going to end up a very cold individual and you're going to have a very unhappy life. Again, we control our emotions. We do not suppress them. When you feel angry, it's okay to feel that anger, but do not become that emotion. You know, if somebody does something to you or says something to you and it makes you angry, okay, cool. The first thing you need to do is look at that situation and say, A, what was said or what was done? B, what was my part in that situation? You know, is there a reason? Did I give these individuals a reason to have this hatred or animosity towards me? Again, you have to own your shit. You have to own your part in the situations, because if you don't, then you're just going to continue playing that victim card and it's not going to end well for you. Now, there are times that you did not directly influence other people's attitudes or behaviors. You know, that's just factual. However, you know, indirectly, you may have. Within the Jedi Realist community, you know, there is a power shift and a power control problem. We have people who want to be in control. They want to feel as though they are empowered. They are the leaders of our community. We have other people who follow more of a Sigma path where they don't vibe with that. And it's okay. Like, you do you, I'm going to come over here and do me. Now, where that creates drama, where that creates turmoil, is the people who are obsessed with power and control and making money on the community. Their problem is anybody that does not follow in line with that is seen as their enemy. So they will do everything they can to try to eliminate that influence. Jedi Realist Radio Podcast has been around since 2012. You know, in fact, we're actually around a little bit before then, working with Knights of Awakening. I stepped up, I put my voice out there, and that was my part in a lot of these problems. I never wanted control, I never wanted power. Dude, that's really not my thing. If you meet me in life, you will know that that's really not my thing. But since I have a voice, since I've had a podcast that's been out there for years, since I was one of the three featured people in American Jedi, there are people who will look to me in a leadership role. And the people who need to have that power and that control cannot let that happen. So it's kind of a weird situation. Yeah, I did not directly oppose those organizations, but indirectly I did. So my part in it is that I stepped up and I used my voice, and it's effective. And it's okay. It is what it is. But in any event, just keeping going with it, it's... Again, when you feel an emotion, acknowledge what emotion you feel. Like, honestly, there's one thing that actually irritates the hell out of me when somebody says, well, yeah, you said this, so I was feeling some type of way. Or, I woke up this morning feeling some type of way. When you have to literally say, I'm feeling some type of way, that already shows that you have questionable emotional control. It is okay to say how you are feeling. You do not have to say some type of way. Example, if I say something to you and it annoys you, do not come at me with, you know, I feel some type of way because you said this. Let me know how you feel. Literally, clearly articulate how you feel. And we can deal with that. Just saying I feel some type of way really doesn't say much. It says very little, actually. It just says that you're in an emotional state. But you know what? A cat will purr because it's happy. A cat will purr because it's pissed. A cat will purr because it's lonely. So the same purr means like three or more different things. Keep that in mind. All right. After you, again, acknowledge how you feel. After you take your part and whatever the situation is, you need to refer back to the first concept of accept what you can and cannot change. Again, I am going to make people angry in this world. I know this for a fact. It is what it is. If you go your entire life without, you know, creating people to be resentful towards you, then you've done something wrong. And, you know, it is what it is. There are things, if I say something to somebody, if I honestly go and deeply offend them, I will definitely own it. But, to be honest, I am, you know, for the people that I have offended, and, you know, I rattled the power structure, if you will, that goes back to number one. You know, there are things I can control. There are things I cannot control. I can't control others. I can't control how they think. I can't control how they feel. And to be honest, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm going to keep driving on with my mission. I'm going to continue to promote Jedi realism to the best of my ability. That's what I said I would do over all the years in a podcast. That's what I said I would do in the American Jedi documentary film that you can check out on Tubi. There you go, Lauren, is your shout out. You know, I'm going to focus on that. I'm not going to focus on the negativity. I'm not going to focus on the power trips. Dude, life's too simple. You know, there's information. If you want to find it, find it. If you don't want to find it, don't. You know, drive on. All right, so again, that pretty much wraps up. Do not allow emotions to control you. Actually, I guess it doesn't. That goes with the same concept I mentioned earlier. Take only focused actions. Never react, only act. When you allow your emotions to control your logic, you've already failed. When you allow other people to control your emotions, you've already failed. You need to control your emotions. You know, you don't need people to de-escalate you. You should be able to do that yourself. You should not need, you know, a person within your order to de-escalate your attitude. If you need people to de-escalate your attitude and you call yourself a knight or a master, you have already failed. You need to control your own emotions. Your emotions are one of the few things in this world. Again, your thoughts, your emotions, your fitness. And, you know, those are things that you can control. And you should always do that. Do not allow other people to control your emotions. Do not allow your emotions to wreck your decision making. Because if you overrule your rational thought with your emotional outburst, again, you've already failed in this path. All right, the last one. Excuse me. Is live in the present moment. This is a must. We've talked about it on prior episodes. I talk about it on social media. I talk about it in life. Learn from your past. Prepare for your future, but live in the present. It is still factual, which blows my mind. There are still people who have never known me in active addiction, but will use my years in active addiction against me. These are the individuals that have reported the podcast as hate speech. These are the individuals who have called one of my martial arts schools multiple times a day for months to let the Grandmaster know that I said something naughty that they did not approve of, to literally get me kicked out of my martial arts school, which again is absolute hilarious. Cancel culture, in my opinion, is absolute hilarious. What you need to understand is when you do that, when you try to bring up my past, all you're doing is sending mail to a house I no longer live at. You know, you're sending mail to where I lived at in Pennsylvania or Kentucky or Missouri or hell, even Michigan. You know, sending mail to those addresses aren't going to do anything. You know, it's not going to get you what you want. It's not going to do anything. I've already, you know, gone through my stuff. I have already, you know, went through my step work. I have acknowledged my wrongs. I have made my amends. You know, I have done everything I can to better myself. So if you want to use, you know, my past, you know, my past has taught me some valuable lessons. But at the same time, I don't live there. You know, and if you want to think about my past, and if you want me to live rent-free in your head for a while, man, that's on you. I can't control that. All right, prepare for my future. I do a lot. You know, I do a lot with my fitness. I do a lot with reading books and to prepare for other things that I work on. I am preparing for my future. And I'm okay with that. But, you know, I'm not attached to the outcome. I am doing what I can, and I have goals I want to achieve. And I'm doing every thing I can to achieve those goals. But if I fall short and I fail to meet that goal, okay. When that happens, I will figure out what I did correctly, what I did incorrectly, figure out, you know, what part of my goal I didn't achieve, and most importantly, to why I didn't achieve it. Did I not achieve it because of something that was within my control? Or did I miss because something was not in my control? Example, you go get a job and you have a great interview and you think that you did wonderful. Next thing you know, you find out that the manager you interviewed with hired somebody else. Now, they may not have hired you because something the interview didn't go well. You thought it did, or, you know, it didn't. Or they may have not hired you because they ended up having to hire a relative of somebody who works at another location. So again, if that's the situation, then that is outside of your control. And as I mentioned a few times already, again, detach from the outcome. One of the bigger lessons I've learned in both Jedi Realism as well as recovery is you can invest in people. You can do everything in your power to give them the tools or the guides that they'll need for this path. You know, be it Jedi Realism, be it recovery, you know, you can invest in these people. You can invest in them mentally. You can invest in them emotionally. And you can give your all. And maybe they get it. Hopefully they do. But at the same time, you can invest everything you have in these other individuals. And they might go and relapse. Because they're not ready for recovery yet. They might leave Jedi Realism because at first it sounded cool. It sounded like something that they wanted to get involved in. But they learned that it's not for them. And it's okay. When that happens, it is very easy to get disheartened by it. It's very easy to get sad and depressed because, how did you fail this individual? Instead of looking at it as the individual chose a different path, a lot of us see that as our own personal failures and try to figure out how we failed these people. And, that's a big problem. Detach yourself from the results. What is going to happen is going to happen. Again, going back to the first principle of not everything is within our control. Only focus on what is within your control. Let's say you are working with somebody, a Padawan in Jedi Realism or a sponsee in recovery, and you totally screwed up. That's within your control. That is something that you are going to have to deal with. But, again, if the person's not ready for it, guys, it's fine. They're simply not ready for it. That is not in your control. So detach yourself from it. If you detach yourself from those aspects, or from martial art point of view, allegedly a number is like 50% of the people who test for their yellow belt will test for their black belt, some crazy number like that. When you're a martial art teacher, you see people, they come to class, they're pumped up, they're motivated, they're dedicated, they're ready to get this done, and they fall off. It's easy to become disheartened by the situation. It's very easy to ask how you failed. You didn't fail. They just chose a different life. The martial arts style wasn't for them. Their work schedule just no longer worked. They had to move. Like, there's a plethora of reasons why people leave. So if you take it personally all the time, it's going to do nothing but break your own heart. All right, everybody, that's pretty much it for tonight's episode, today's episode, whatever episode it is. I hope that you are enjoying, again, some stoic perspective in Jedi realism. It's a path that helped me. It's, particularly like the last couple of years, getting back into those roots has done a lot for me. If this is something that you can resonate with, then please share it, on your social media, in different groups, with your friends. I'd really appreciate that. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, you can definitely go to the Unified Jedi Facebook group, and or you can always message me at MJ Hannigan. Again, look for the MJ Hannigan account. I pretty much let go of my initial Facebook account. It had too much stuff that was not productive for me to move forward with. So I pretty much just abandoned it, and MJ Hannigan is still part of my name. So that is the account that I focus on. That is, pretty much where I'm at. If you have any questions, message me there. Or again, like I mentioned, check out Unified Jedi if you're interested in Jedi realism. If you just want to, I don't know, send me weird messages or weird memes, feel free again. That's totally fine. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. It's Love and Light. This is MJ Hannigan. I'm out.